It's Sound Effect here on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Jennifer Wing. Our theme today is The Pursuit. You might remember David Liston from our eavesdropping show. He's a private investigator based in the Tacoma area, and one of the things that he does is find people who don't want to be found. Sound Effect's Gabriel Spitzer tells us, in this case, it was a little different.
Let me show you the guy.
Okay.
This is the guy that I was trying to find, the one who was going to become the multimillionaire.
The trick is, the person who stood to inherit those millions was a homeless man believed to be living on the streets in Seattle. Liston set out to find him with that picture.
Another agency in Salt Lake City had the case. They didn't want to send someone out to Seattle, and they had heard that my subject was maybe here. And the point of the story was to settle an estate in which a substantial amount of money was at stake.
So some elderly wealthy person had died, and this was an heir that you were looking for?
Yes, it was one of them. There were only a couple. I didn't ever get an exact figure, but it was multiple millions of dollars.
Wow. So the person you were looking for stands to inherit millions of dollars.
Enough to take care of anybody for the rest of their lives and any family they might have had.
You know. This is one of those rare things where the person you'd expect them to be happy when you find them, right?
I thought, when I got this case, I was thinking, you know something, there's going to be a happy ending here. We have a person who we believe is homeless, and when we find him, we're going to give him this news that he doesn't have to worry about anything ever again financially. And so I set out looking for this fellow with a handful of posters that we'd made up from pictures like this one. And I canvassed they're sort of an informal homeless network. They know who each other are. And this one guy down in the Pioneer Square area looked at this poster, and I told him the story that you just heard. And he said, you know something, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this on my fax distribution sheet, and I'm going to fax this to everybody I know. And we did all that and finally ran out of ideas. I'd gone to every place I could think of.
Yeah, it must be very challenging to find. I mean, you're looking for somebody without a fixed address, without a lot of records or a paper trail.
It's probably one of the hardest ones there is. Maybe on a par with people who are trying to be invisible. Some months later, after really basically we'd just put it on hold, I got a phone call from a local hospital. And they said, we've got somebody here by this guy's name who says he knows who you are. And he said he knew that you're looking for him, and he's here. Could you come down? And I'm, now? Can I come now?
What was it like to get that phone call?
I couldn't believe it, really. It's because I'd kind of given up. I hadn't really cashed it in, but I was thinking, you know, we gave it a good shot, and just vapor, just time was ticking. So down to the hospital I went, finally found the room, and in the bed is somebody that I did not recognize. He was so different, almost science fiction different. It was almost like he had been cloned into some other creature.
Because he looked haggard? I mean, he looked like he'd been on the street?
He had gained a huge amount of weight. Everything was just basically wrong. But nobody faking this could have known the things that he knew because we hadn't made it public. So I got my cell phone out and called the attorneys for the estate and handed him the cell phone. That part of the conversation is all we hear is the kind of short answers. He's kind of mumbling basically into the phone.
He's certainly not doing a celebratory dance.
It was kind of more like having to talk to an internet service provider about an outage. It was kind of somber. And at the end of it, he just handed the phone back, and I asked them if they needed anything else, and they said no. And when I got back to my office, I called the Salt Lake agency and told them what had happened. And they got back to me a day or two later and said, he doesn't want it.
He doesn't want his millions?
Nope. The estate had wanted to put a trustee between him and the money. And the trustee was going to make sure that everything that he needed was going to be taken care of. But he wasn't going to just get this pile of money. So he refused it. I imagine they paid the hospital bill, but as far as I know, he went back out on the street.
What did you make of that? This guy who was living on the street, who is destitute, and you come and connect him with what could be millions of dollars to take care of his every need, and he says no.
I'm thinking it's one of two things. Either he had a rift with the family, and this would have been a matter of accepting something from sort of the enemy, or he wasn't going to have anybody tell him what to do. There was something about his life of having nothing that gave him a certain kind of freedom. Now, I don't know this. This is just my guess, that it wasn't going to be worth it.
Does that make you think, man, that guy is stupid, or that's tragic, or, wow, I kind of respect that guy sticking to his guns?
I'm thinking that our version of happiness may be not the same as somebody else's. And for him, even though he was suffering physically greatly from lack of money and lack of health insurance or health care and proper diet, it could be otherwise. This is pretty good. I think I said that there's not anybody that I know of that would refuse a deal like you're being offered.
And how did he answer that?
Should just shook his head. Nope. You know, and that's the thing about some of these cases. In fact, most of them, we don't know how they turn out. And I don't know how his has turned out. I wish I did.
Well, the agency is David Liston Investigative Services, based in University Place, and David Liston is the agency principal there. Thank you so much, Dave.
Oh, thank you.